好，晚昆塔之音服务员您听，今天是2018年十九不是，今天有卡比真斯王给我们讲解《博迦梵歌》Hare Krishna Maharaj Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna. So, can you tell me chapter 9?
Verse 9.
Verse 9? 9?
Yes.
Jaya Radha Kunja Vihara Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Gopi Jana Bhava Kiribharada Gopi Jana Bhava Kiribharada Yashodanandana Raja Jana Randa Yashodanandana Raja Jana Randa Unati Vanacha Jaya Radha Okay. So Bhagavad Gita. Chapter 9, text 9.
博迦梵歌第九章第九十节。
Nacha mam tani karmani.
Nacha mam tani karmani.
Nibadnanti dananjaya.
Nibadnanti dananjaya.
Udasinavadasinam.
Udasinavadasinam.
Saptam teshu karmasu.
Asaktam tesu karmasu
Nachamam tani karmani
Nachamam tani karmani
Nibadnanti dananjaya
Nibadnanti dananjaya
Udasinavadasinam
Udasinavadasinam
Saktam tesu karmasu
Asaktam Tesu Karmasu.
You want to try it?
Okay. Nachamam Tani Karmani.
Nachamam Tani Karmani.
Nibadnanti Dananjaya.
Nibadnanti Dananjaya.
Udasina Vatasinam
Dasinavadasina
Asaktam Tesu Karmasu
Asaktam Tesu Karmasu Okay, the word, so what? Na
是对字翻译 Na
Never
从不
Cha
Cha
Also,
也
Mom,
Mom,
me,
我
Tani,
Tani,
all those,
所有那些
Karmani,
Karmani,
activities,
活动
Nibadnanti,
Nibadnanti,
bind,
束缚
Dananjaya.
Dananjaya
or conqueror of riches
财富的征服者
Udasinavat
Udasinavat
as neutral
仿佛中立
Asinam.
Asinam.
Situated.
处于.
Saktam.
Asaktam.
Without attraction.
不受吸引.
Teshu.
Teshu.
For those.
受那些.
Karmasu.
Karmasu.
Activities.
活动.
Translation, O Dhananjaya. All this work cannot bind me.For I am ever detached from all these material activities, seated as though neutral.
译文：财富的征服者啊，所有这些活动都不能束缚我，我永远超越所有这些物质活动，保持中立。
Purport: One should not think in this connection that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no engagement. In his spiritual world, he is always engaged.In the Brahma Samhita 5.6, it says, Atmaramasya tasyasti prakrityana samagama. He's always involved in his eternal blissful spiritual activities, but he has nothing to do with these material activities. Material activities are being carried out by his different potencies. The Lord is always neutral in the material activities of the created world.This neutrality is mentioned here with the word Udasinava. Although he has control over every minute detail of material activities, he is sitting as if neutral. The example can be given of a high court judge sitting on his bench. By his order, so many things are happening. Someone is being hanged. Someone is being put into jail. Someone is being awarded a huge amount of money.But still, he is neutral. He has nothing to do with all that gain and loss. Similarly, the Lord isn't always neutral, although he has his hand in every sphere of activity. In the Vedanta Sutra 2.1.34, it is stated, Vaisamya nair grinyena. He's not situated in the dualities of this material world. He is transcendental to these dualities.Nor is he attached to the creation and annihilation of this material world. The living entities take their different forms in various species of life according to their past deeds, and the Lord doesn't interfere with them.
要知，我们切不可因此就认为至尊人格神手无事可做。实际上，在他的灵性世界里，他总是忙个不停。梵天本经第五章第六节诗上说，他总是忙于他永恒喜乐的灵性活动，但与这些物质活动没有关系。物质活动是由他不同的能力进行的，在受造世界的物质活动中，至尊主始终是中立的。在这里，梵文 Udasina Vat 表示中立性。虽然他主宰着物质活动的每一个细枝末节，但却似乎保持中立。坐在法官席上的高级法官的法，高级法院的法官可以作为这一方面的一个例子。法官的指令可使很多事情发生，捆绑某个人，把某人投入监狱，判给某人一大笔财富，但法官是中立的，他与这些得失没有关系。同样，主总是中立的，虽然他掌控着每一个活动领域。终极伟大经第二章第二第二篇第一章第34节中说，他不在物质世界的二元相对性中，他超然于这些二元性，他也不依恋这物质世界的创造和毁灭。生物是根据其过去的行为而得到不同形体的生命种类的，主并不干预他们。Hare Krishna.
Okay, then we have.Burijan Prabhu, he made his book Surrender Unto Me, so he's got a little comment here also. As a person who works dutifully in detached spirit remains aloof from the reactions of work, so Krishna becomes neither transformed nor entangled in material events. You can follow?
Sorry Maharaj, I need time to find the book out. Should I?
If you have the database, it's right there. Otherwise, it's only in two sentences.
Okay.
As a person works dutifully in a detached spirit, remains aloof.
一个人如果不依附于物质的话，他就能够保持超然。
From the reactions of his work.
从自己活动的反应当中摆脱活动的束缚。
Krishna becomes neither transformed nor entangled in material events.
对于物质世界的进步，Krishna他是没有关系的。
And their reactions.
对于物质世界的活动以及其反应，Krishna是保持中立的。
Because he always remains aloof and detached.
因为 Krishna 他总是保持着超然与气绝。
The point of this verse is similar to the points made in 3:21 and 24.
这个世界当中所提出的这个要点，跟第三章第二十一世界跟第三章第二十四个世界是一致的。
You can find those verses easy, right? Chapter 3, verse 21.
第三，我们来看一下。第三章的第二十一个世界。
Whatever action a great man performs, common men follow. And whatever standard he set by exemplary acts, everyone follows.
伟人的一举一动，众人皆会追随效仿。伟人以模范行为建立的标准，整个世界都会遵行。
22
第二十二世界。
There's no work prescribed for me within all the three planetary systems.
Krita 之子啊，在三个世界之内，我并无附近的工作。
Nor am I in want of anything.
我不想要什么。
I have no need to get anything.
我也不需要什么。
And yet, I am engaged in prescribed duties.
然而我仍在履行附定的职责。
23. For if I ever failed to engage in carefully performing prescribed duties, all men would follow my path.
23世界，译文：如果我未能谨慎地履行附定的责任，普特之子啊，所有人必会争相效仿。
And number 24. If I didn't perform prescribed duties, all the world would be put into ruination. I would be the cause of creating unwanted population, and I would destroy the peace of all living beings.
24世界，译文：如果我不履行附定的责任，所有世界都将分崩离析。我便成为这些不想要的人口之噪音，因而摧毁有情众生的和平。
Okay. Om Agana Timirandasya Mananjana Shalaya Yaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yenabhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadam Tikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Guta.Padakamalam, Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Sajidatam, Sahagana, Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam, Sadvetam Sabadutam, Parijana Sahita, Krishna Chaitanya Deva, Shri Shri Radha, Krishna Padam Sahagana, Shri Vishakam Vipanascha.Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunya Paschacha Desa Bhavani Vachakalpa Trivyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavanevya Vaishnavavya Namo 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 Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Tvishe Namo Hare Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu, Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika, Kanta, Radhakanta, Namaste, Tapta, Kanchana, Gorange, Radhe, Vrindavaneshwari, Vishabhanu, Sute, Devi, Pranamami, Hare Krishna. Mukam Karoti Vachanam, Angam Mangaya Tegari, Tat Kripa Tamaham Vandam, Shigarundina Tamaham. So it's a mystery. Krishna has unlimited potencies to do everything.
Krishna, he has unlimited力量. 同时他能够做一切，这一点是不可思议的。
But he doesn't have to think about it or worry about it.
但是对于他做的事情，他不需要深思熟虑或者是担忧。
Although he does feel compassion and concern for the souls who are in the material world.
尽管他对于处在物质世界当中的生物体心怀怜悯之情，
But it's not his personal decision like he sends this one to the material world and this one to the spirit. Everyone's getting what they deserve according to karma.
但是并不是因为Krishna的愿望，这些所有的生物体才会从灵性世界被投入到物质世界当中。 所有生物体都应该为自己过往的活动的结果而负责，自己应该负责。
According to desire, so depending on what we want, Krishna gives it.
Krishna 给予我们我们想要的。
The soul, we don't have ability, we don't have all these potencies like Krishna. We have desire, and then Krishna arranges.
作为灵魂，我们不具有像Krishna那么大的力量，但是我们有愿望，所以呢，Krishna就满足了我们的愿望。
The free will is very important.
我们的自由意愿非常的重要。
If there's no free will, then there's no value to anything.
如果没有自由意愿，那么不然什么事情都不会有价值。
There'd be no love either.
也不会存在爱。We
all know that if we have to do something, if we're being forced to say like someone that's in the prison and they have to work every day.
我们都知道，如果我们是被迫做某些事情，不得不去做，就好像是在监狱里的犯人一样，被胁迫着去做某些事情，那么肯定是并不快乐的。
But now, in modern society, many people feel like that. They have to work. They have to travel far to get to work. And if they don't work, they might lose a job or they won't have money to eat and sleep.
然而现在，在出社会当中，人们都感觉到被迫使去工作，他们不得不离家，就是离家很远的地方去工作，然后维生。
So they feel stress.
因此，人人都感觉到在强大的压力之下。
Is that a big issue in your country? Stress.
是不是压力过度，压力很大？是不是这个我们中国很多人所面临的问题？
So many talks about it, so many seminars, so many things to try to avoid stress.
有那么多的各种各样的讲课、讲座、专题等等，都在告诉人们如何来减压。Stress
means, you know, you put too much.
压力意味着你承担了太多。Like
if you're trying to carry heavy load, but if it's too much, it's very stressful. Strains you too much.
就好像是你要背一些东西，但是如果你背的分量太重了，就会给你造成很大的压力。Or
on a vehicle, you know, it'll say 1 ton, 2 tons. If you put more, it'll stress and things will break.
同样就好像一辆车也是，你在上面载一吨货、两吨货、三吨货，但是如果你载的太多的话，那么这个车子就会被压垮。
For Krishna, there's no stress.
但是毫无疑问，当然 Krishna 他是不会感觉到有压力。
We get stressed because we're trying to do too many things.
我们会感觉到压力过度，是因为我们总是想做太多的事情。
Or we want particular results and we're not getting them and we get stressed.
或者是我们想要一些特别多的东西，然后因为我们得不到，所以我们会感觉到有压力。
And Maya is working very hard to agitate the mind of the people that have more and more desires for things.
Maya 她在做一项非常了不起的工作，她非常擅长煽动人们的心意，让人们有各种各样不同的欲望。
They want more and more money.
想要有更多更多的钱。
And then they have to push too hard and then they stress.
然后就不得不迫使自己去承担很多压力来赚钱。
You get entangled.
使得人们被纠缠在这些事物当中。
But Krishna says, you know, this, all this work, because he's previously describing how the material world works and how he's within everything and everything's within him.He's just controlling everything.
Krishna, 他已经说过这个物质世界是如何运作的。他既在万物之中，同时又不在万物之中。他是所有这些一切的控制者。
But it doesn't entangle him.
但是所有这些物质的活动却无法缠绕 Krishna.
He's detached.
因为他总是保持清觉。
I can't think of so many examples. You say you're riding on an airplane, on a train.
Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Maharaj.
Say you're riding the train.
就好像你坐在火车上。
So you don't have to worry about anything. You just sit there.
你只是坐在车上，你不用担心任何其他事情。
Everything is going on. Someone else is taking care of it.
一切都在很好的运作着，有其他人来开火车。
Actually, many computers and many people and so many things, but we don't have to know about it. We just buy our ticket and sit there.
虽然这辆列车的运行要依赖于很多人他们在操纵的各种机器、电脑、程序等等，但是这不是你的事情，你不需要管，你只要坐在车上。
So Krishna, he can minutely control anything, but he doesn't.
Krishna, 他能够实际地操作所有这些事情。
But if someone becomes a devotee within the material world, Krishna can make adjustments.
但是如果有人在这个物质世界成为了一位他的奉献者，那么他就可以改变一些事情。
And they, you know, Maya will be testing, making things difficult sometimes. Do you really want Krishna?
尽管有时候 Maya 会给我们考验，让这个事情变得很有困难，但是来测试一下，你是不是真的想要 Krishna?
She can offer so many things.
她可以给我们提供很多很多东西。
But if we just say no, I want Krishna, then at some point Krishna can tell Maya, okay, don't bother this to me.
但是我们可以告诉 Maya, 不，我只想要 Krishna. 所以当 Krishna 看到有人真的是很想要他的时候，他就会跟 Maya 说不要去打扰这个人。
Like she can say, please help me.
然后你可以说哦，求求你，请帮帮我。
So in the life of Prabhupada, we saw material energy somehow just worked, you know.
所以在圣帕帕德的生活当中，我们可以看到很多类似的例子，在他有时候物质能量不起作用。
So anyway, that's the thing. We want to, if we connect with Krishna and we depend on Krishna, then we also will not get entangled and not stressed. And
如果我们依赖于 Krishna， 那么我们也不会被纠缠在这些物质事物当中，我们也不会感受到极大的压力。
And we have to think of Krishna.
而且我们应该想着 Krishna。
Man mana bhagavan bhakta, Krishna says, think of me and be my devotee.
Krishna 说过，总是想着我，成为我的奉献者。
So this verse is from the beginning of Brahma Samhita. We usually don't chant those verses. Atma Rama means self-satisfying.
我们从一开始就听到过类似世界的内容，其中就讲有 Atma Rama. Atma Rama 是内在自我感到满足的人。
And those are his spiritual activities.
他沉浸在灵性的活动当中。
Prakichyana samagama is not nothing to do with material activities. They go on automatically.
它和这个物质的活动没有关系，而物质世界的活动，它是自动的在展示的。
So we have information of Krishna's spiritual activities also in Brahma Samhita and in Srimad Bhagavatam, especially Krishna Bhagavatam.
我们在Brahma Samhita、婆罗诃摩赞以及圣典薄伽瓦坛当中都有了解，都可以了解到有关于 Krishna 在灵性世界的活动的内容，尤其是在 Krishna Book Krishna 快乐源泉这本书当中。
But we also have information of his all his different incarnations, and he comes in the material world, but he's not involved in itIt comes to fix things sometimes.
同样，我们也了解很多有关于 Krishna 的化身的信息。他们来到这个物质世界，但是他们却不纠缠于物质的事物。
But the different incarnations, it's Krishna, but it's also his energy. Krishna himself doesn't leave the Goloka pastimes.
那么这些所有的这些都是 Krishna 的能量，而 Krishna 本人他却从来没有离开过灵性世界的Goloka Vrindavan。
Because he, by his different expansions, he's in the heart of every living being.
因为 Krishna 通过他的扩展，就进入到所有生物体的心中。
When he sees that someone is trying to serve him and trying to, you know, then he helps.
如果他看到有人他在努力的想要服务他，那么他就会出手帮助。
So he comes to the material world.
所以他来到这个物质世界。
The material world is compared to a prison.
物质世界被比喻成是一个监狱。
So the prisoner, he's in the prison, he's locked in, and he has to do.They tell him.
而这个监狱的犯人，他们被锁在牢房里，他们不得不按照监狱的管理人让他们做的事情去做。
But sometimes visitors come, or sometimes a lawyer comes, and he comes right in the cell with the prisoner.
但是如果有时候有人来探望，尤其是像律师来的时候，他这样子就可以直接进到牢房里跟这个犯人对话。
But then the other person can just tell, okay, now let me out, and he can go back out again. But the prisoner, he has to stay.
但是呢，其他人他办完事情他可以离开，但是犯人就不得不住在里面。
But if it's the king, you know, the chief officer of the country, he can say, okay, let this person out of mission.
但是呢，作为一个国家的国王或者是一个政府的首脑，他能够有权利释放这个犯人。
So that's how Krishna, he'll come to help a devotee who's there already, and he'll take us out.
所以 Krishna 如果当一位奉献者已经准备好的话，他就可以让这个人得到释放。
When we fully depend on Krishna,
如果我们完全依靠 Krishna 的话，他就可以让我们得到自由。
And once in every millennium, every life of Brahma, he actually comes.He brings his Goloka.
而在 Brahma 的一天当中，他会从他的 Goloka 居所降临一次。
He comes with all his associates, gopis, cows, Govardhan, Jamuna, everything.
他和他所有的同友们，牧牛姑娘们，牧牛童们，母牛们。哥瓦丹山亚穆纳河所有这一切一起降临
because he wants to help us to get attracted
因为他希望来吸引我们让我们能够被这些灵性世界的事物人物所吸引
just like travel agents they advertise different vacations
就好像旅行社做的各种广告一样
butThere's no difference really. You go from one place in the material world to another place.
在物质世界当中，我们从一个地方旅行到另外一个地方，其实它们之间没有什么实质上的差别。
Like in China, you'll find probably many advertisements. What you can enjoy if you go to Japan, America, or something.
比如在中国，我们看到很多旅行社广告说，如果你去日本。美国去享受。
But when you get to America or Japan, you'll find many advertisements that you should go to China. That's much, so much.
然而，你到了日本，到了美国，你会发现那里的旅行社所做的广告是：你一定要去中国，在那里有很多快乐。
So until we know about Krishna and the spiritual world.We just keep thinking, well, a different kind of body be better, or a different planet is better, but we just keep taking birth again and again.
所以在我们去到 Krishna 之前，去到 Krishna 那里之前，我们所有想法，比如说，我去到，我有另外一个躯体会更好，我去到另外一个星球会更好，所以这一切其实都没有意义。
So Krishna very kindly.Comes to show us.
所以 Krishna 他非常仁慈的亲自来临，来给我们看是什么样子。
And then to tell us about it, to arrange to have it all recorded.
而且，并且告诉我们，并且做出安排，让他所有的这些活动都能够被记录下来。
And he gives Bhagavad Gita.
这也是为什么他给了我们《薄伽梵歌》。
The essence of all the Veda, the essence of all the
《薄伽梵歌》是所有伟大经的精华，是所有知识的精华。
Teaching everything we need to know about how to get unentangled in this material world.
告诉我们所有关于如何不再受到这个物质世界束缚的，我们所需要了解的所有知识。
So the Bhagavad Gita is actually very simple.
所以实际上薄伽梵歌非常之简单。
But if someone is not devotional, to them it's totally impossible.
但是对于一个内心没有分爱的人，那么薄伽梵歌简直是无法看懂。
When it's too much attached to the material body,
如果一个人过度的依恋他物质的躯体
then they can't understand at all
他们根本就无法理解
But if one's trying to serve Krishna then quickly Krishna shows
但是我们最好是还是去努力的按照 Krishna 所展示的样子去理解 Krishna
Esham satyata yuktanam bhajitam priti purvakam dami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. The one who is constantly engaging in my service, I give knowledge.
如果一个人他很长不断地为我做服务，我会给他知识。
By which you can come to me.
就是使他能够来到我这里。
So this is a very important verse. It's one of the four basic seed verses of the Bhagavad Gita.
这是一个非常重要的世界，也是《博迦梵歌》当中主要的四个种子世界之一。
So, anyone who's trying to serve Krishna,
任何人只要他努力地想要去服务 Krishna,
it's a matter of consciousness.
如果他有这样的知觉,
so simply chanting is serving.
所以只要通过唱诵和服务,
even taking prasadam,
甚至只是荣耀 prasadam,
It depends on how we're thinking about it.
就好像对于荣耀普沙的这件事，也是有赖于我们在做这个活动时的知觉。
Consciousness, why am I doing this?
知觉到我为什么要这么做。
So someone's reading the Bhagavad Gita to become a famous scholar, or to try to make a new interpretation.
有的人他们读博迦梵歌然后呢成了大学者并且总是做一些自以为是的阐释。
They'll never know Krishna.
这样的人实际上他们永远都不可能了解 Krishna.
He can be invisible, he can be far away.
Krishna 他是对这样的人而言 Krishna 是非常遥不可及并且是看不见的。
Tadijati, Tadnajati, Tadure, Tadavantikam. It's in the Ishapanishad. He can be very near and he can be very far, both.
在自证奥语书中讲到，他既可以离我们很远，同时也可以离我们很近。
So even when Krishna was present on the earth,
所以即使当 Krishna 出现在这个地球上的时候，
Many people didn't realize what it was.
显现在这个地球上的时候，很多人都没有意识到他就是至尊主。
They were envious, trying, so many demons were trying to kill him.
有的人嫉妒他，还有很多恶魔想要杀了他。
Ravana, you know, he just by looking at Ramachandra, he was thinking he's just a human being. So,
Ravana 他把主 Ramachandra 只不过是当成一个普通人。
Even though he witnessed him doing such amazing things, he couldn't accept. Even people were telling him he's Vishnu. No.
即便是当 Ravana 看到主 Rama 做了那么多不可思议的事情壮举之后，他仍然无法接受。Rama 的地位，即便是当 Rama 亲口告诉他自己就是 Vishnu 的时候 ，Ravana 还是不相信。
So we need to give up our Ravana mentality, our envy, and anger, and greed, lust.
所以呢，我们一定要放弃我们心中的这些 Ravana 的心态，嫉妒、色欲、贪婪等等。
As long as we're attached and maintain these demoniac qualities, we can never know Krishna. And we'll always feel anger and stress and frustration.
如果一个人他总是依附这个物质世界上的世俗的事物，那么他是不可能总是想着 Krishna 的，因为他内心受到那么多的愤怒、沮丧等等的这些情绪的干扰。
So we have to develop faith in Krishna. Faith in love.
所以我们一定要培养起对 Krishna 的信心。
I just heard Prabhupada the other day and he was saying, you know, because this happens all the time. People saying, well, Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, that's 5,000 years old, but now the world has changed so much, so I have to give you something new.
我们经常会听到人们这样说，博迦梵歌是在5000年前讲述的，现在情况已经有了很大的变化，所以呢，我们应该与时俱进，要有一些新的东西。
But nothing really changed.
但实际上这个物质世界没有什么事情是真的，真正的有了改变。
Your country, there's good examples. When I went to Hangzhou the first time, so many skyscraper buildings.
就好像在中国，我们就可以看得很清楚。Maharaj 说，当他第一次到杭州的时候，他看到很多的摩天大楼，很高高楼。
And Sinodea said, not so many years before, it was all just rice fields.
然而 Siddhartha 却说，没有多少年前，这些地方都是田地。
So we think it's different, but it's not different.
所以我们感觉这个世界发生了很大的变化，但实际上没有什么实质的变化。
Not so many years ago, almost everybody was moving by bicycle or something. Now it's all cars.
那几十年前，人们几乎都是骑自行车，现在所有人都是开轿车。
And the cars become so much trouble that they want to get back to bicycles.
但是开车会带来那么多麻烦，所以人们又想还是骑自行车的年代好。
But eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, it's still the same.
同样，人们的吃、睡、防卫、交配等等这些活动还是跟以前一样。
That hasn't changed. Everybody is doing that.
每个人都在忙于这些事情，没有什么改变。
And...Birth, death, disease, and old age, that hasn't changed either.
生老病死这些事情还是也没有改变。
Right?
是这样吗
Birth is going on, death is going on.
人活着就有出有人就会有就有出生有出生有死亡。
Disease.Otherwise, why there's so many hospitals and so many medicine shops?
有人生病，这也是为什么有那么多的医院，那么多的药店。
And the modes of nature.
同样，物质自然形态。
Goodness, passion, ignorance, they haven't changed either.
善良、激情、愚昧，他们也没有改变。
Although maybe there's passion, ignorance is more prominent than it was.
尽管可能激情跟愚昧属性比以往变得更为主导。
In the cities, the passion ignorance is very strong.
尤其是在城市里，这种愚昧跟激情属性是非常强的。
So the teachings of Bhagavad Gita are relevant everywhere in the universe.
所以教导博迦梵歌实际上在这个宇宙当中各个地方都是需要的。
For every type of person, whether he's a Sudra, Brahman, or Vaishya.
无论一个人他是婆罗门、Kshatriya, Vaishya, 还是 Sudra, 他们也都需要这个知识。
Whatever language they speak, it doesn't matter. Bhagavad Gita is for everyone.
无论他们说的是什么样的语言，博迦梵歌是每个人都需要的。
Okay, so leave some time for the questions.
Yes, Maharaj, one question from Fatima Taji. 请问 Maharaj, 想要做更多的服务而让自己处于焦头烂额的状态，是不是也处于玛雅之中？我们如何平衡多重的职责？尤其是灵性职责与压力之间的关系，我们如何选择适当的服务，让自己处于喜悦的、有品味的服务之中，又不让自己处于懒惰、机械化的状态中？Maharaj, if we want to do more service, but always make us ourselves in under stress.Is that also a kind of being Maya? How can we balance different kind of duties, especially how to deal with the spiritual duty and the stress? How can we choose suitable service to make us, on one hand, to do the service happily with taste, on the another hand, not to be in a mechanical and lazy state?
Well, how to.
在这里我们看到如何如何如何，有很多如何的问题。
So if we chant attentively our japa,
所以如果我们能够很专心地念诵我们的 japa,
ideally early in the day, but sometimes that's not possible.
当然最好是每天的清晨，当然有时候可能情况不允许。
And we read regularly Prabhupada's books and listen to lectures.
并且能够有规律的阅读圣帕帕特的书，听他的听讲课，以奉献者联谊。
That's also service.
那么这些也是服务。
Not that we want to do more work, more things.
并不是说一定要你去做更多的活，干更多的活，做更多的事。
If we're always depending on Krishna, praying to Krishna to help me, guide me.
同时呢，我们总是要依靠 Krishna, 总是祈求 Krishna, 请你帮助我，请你指导我。
Then we'll do much better.
这样子，各方面情况就会好起来。
We'll be able to we want to do more service, but ultimately the results are up to Krishna.
所以我们要想到，虽然我们希望做更多服务，但是呢，终极而言，这个结果是 Krishna 给予的。
But we want to do better service, meaning having a, higher consciousness, realizing service means for the pleasure of Krishna.
如果我们想要让我们的服务质量更好，那么高质量的服务意味着我们总是知觉到这个事情是为了取悦 Krishna, 为了 Krishna 快乐而做的。
Not just more work, you know, but
不是机械的去做更多。
Doing the service with better consciousness.
就是怀着更高的知觉去做服务。
Okay.
可以吗？好，下一个问题 ，next question, Maharaj. 顶拜是小小的仆人图图的问题。顶拜亲爱的咕噜，如何超越物质世界的二元相对性，尤其是心欲层面的二元相对性 ？I listen to you, dear guru, and how to be transcendental to the duality of material world, especially the duality on the level of mind.
Yeah, duality means heat, cold, happiness, by understanding that we're not the body.
我们知道二元性指的就是冷、乐、快乐、痛苦等等。那么我们就要意识到我们不是这个躯体。
Keeping the goal in mind, is just so crucial.
让我们的心意专注于Krishna。
Duality means I like this, I don't like that.
二元性意味着我喜欢这个，我不喜欢那个。
No. I like tall people, I don't like short people. All kinds of different ideas people have.
我喜欢高个的，我不喜欢矮个的。这些其实都是我们所有的概念。
So then, since things change all the time,
而这一切呢也是不断的在变化着。
So there's quite a few mentions by Krishna of the dualities.
所以 Krishna 曾多次提到过有关于二重性的话题。
There's a good summary of them in the end of chapter 12.
在第十二章的末尾他就有一个总结。
So, you know, Krishna says equal in happiness and distress, equal in honor and dishonor, equal in fame and infamy, equal in blame and praise. So the only way we can be that way is to understand that Krishna's, everything is going on by Krishna's control.
So Krishna 在这里就讲到了对于荣辱、忍热、苦和痛苦和快乐、毁誉这些都超保持平衡，那么只有这样子的时候，一个人才能够真正意识到，其实 Krishna 他是超然的。
So, like, you know, the main one that gets, but so many are mentioned. But if we think, I'm not the doer, and everything's changing all the time, so we don't get disturbed by this.
We have
a little knowledge, but.
当然以上这些例子是只是一个二元性的一些主要的表现，当然二元性还体现在很多其他的事物的其他的这个概念当中。但是呢一个人他要如果意识到其实我不是作为者那么他就能够很大的程度到从这个二元性当中得到自由。Alright, we are not the doer and
Yeah, we're not doing, Krishna is doing everything really. We're just desiring.
实际上 Krishna 做了所有一切，而我们只不过是发出了一个愿望。
This is also in Bhagavad Gita many times. You know, foolish person thinks I'm the doer, I'm doing everything. But actually it's all being carried out by the modes of nature.
所以我们在薄伽梵歌当中反复地听到过这样的说法，愚蠢的人认为自己是作为者，实际上一切都是由物质自然三形态所为。
So, if you just keep reading these things, you know, but there's no artificial way to be aloof, but when someone really surrenders to, you know, just, well, we know, like, it gets very hot in the summer, but we also,It's going to get cold soon enough.
当然不是不提倡就是人做作的达到这种超然的层面，就是我们也认识到其实夏天是很热的，冬天是很冷的。
So in the summer, we don't just throw away all our winter clothes or something. We have to keep them because we know winter is going to come.
在夏天的时候，我们不会把冬天的衣服都丢了，因为我们知道冬天冷天会来。
And there's many, statements in Bhagavatam, especially that, like, distress comes, we're not looking to be sick or, you know.In trouble or get insulted, but it happens anyway.
那么我们在很多地方也读到过，就是痛苦并不是因为我们身体上有疾病而造成的。Maharaj and is not caused by
Similarly, happiness comes automatically. happiness and distress. We can try for happiness and end up distressed.
同样的情况也会发生，就好像是我们本来是想要得到快乐的，那么我们很努力去做，结果反而造成了痛苦。
Sometimes we're in a situation which would seem to be quite distressful, but,
有时候我们本来以为在那种情况下自己会很痛苦，但情况并非像我们想象的那样。
So we don't have to strive for material happiness, it comes on its own, just like distress comes on its own.
所以我们无需为了得到物质的快乐去特别的努力，因为这些快乐是自动到来的。
In the hot summer, you like to get cold.
在炎热的夏季，我们就想要得到清凉。
Air conditioned, but in the cold winter, we want to get warm.
然后我们就开冷空调。到了冬天时候，我们就想要温暖热。
All right. So
是这样吗？
That's part of it, but by reading Bhagavad Gita, but especially by making sure we chant our japa very carefully and in prayerful mood that Krishna please help me.
所以呢，我们可以通过阅读国家梵歌，尤其是非常专注的念诵，怀着祈祷的心态向 Krishna 祈求， Krishna 求求你帮帮我。
And when we hear scripture in the association of devotees, then you know, we get purified.
此外，当我们在奉献者联谊当中来阅读经典的时候，我们也会得到净化。
All right. So, you know, the material nature is endlessly mutable. Everything's changing all the time. Sometimes hot, sometimes cold, sometimes the mind is...very peaceful, sometimes it's disturbed. But the soul is not like that. Krishna is not like that. So we have to think about the soul of Krishna.
这个世界上一切都是这样子的，一会儿好，一会儿坏，一会儿这样，一会儿那样。但是灵魂是永远不变的。
Okay.
可以吗？好，下一个问题，来自于Chicha, Charu Chicha, Mataji, 感恩尊敬的 Maharaj, 感恩翻译 Mataji. 我的问题是，心意如此千变万化，如何能恒常不断的意念着 Krishna? 谢谢。Thank you, Maharaj. My question is, my mind is so changeable, full of changing. So how can, make it, remember Krishna constantly.
Pray.
Associate
with devotees who are remembering Krishna.
总是与能够意念着 Krishna 的奉献者联谊。
Everybody suggests, Arjuna said it's very hard to control the mind.
Arjuna 也说很难控制心意。
But just, you know,be steady, chant your japa every day, read the book every day, try to do some service.
所以稳定的每天阅读国家梵歌，就每天阅读经典，每天念诵，努力的做一点，做一些服务。
If we chant in the morning especially, and we read before we start our work and everything,it'll keep coming back to our consciousness no matter what else we do.
如果我们每天早上都能够 好的念诵，并且在我们去工作之前阅读一些经典，那么这样子就可以帮助我们避免陷入到这些物质的知觉当中。
Okay, I have to go now, I can't today anymore.
好，非常感谢。Thank you, Maharaj.Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. 让归 Kavachana Swami Maharaj. 好，亲爱的分享者们，那我们再次感谢 Maharaj 的讲课。然后今天因为Guru有事，他得离开了。那么我们非常感谢房间里的分享者们的聆听和提问。把昆塔之音服务员一聆听，今天的讲课就到这里结束。感谢 Satyamataji 的转播。Hare Krishna.